As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We move from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
Hello, KPRL listeners. This is Aaron Hunt at Shadow Run Vineyards, inviting you to take a drive in the countryside out to Creston and taste wine at our ranch, vineyard, and winery. Shadow Run is located on La Ponza Road between the 41 and 58. We're open Friday through Sunday, 11 to 5, no appointment required. Mention KPRL for a free tasting with the winemaker for you and your party. Hope to see you soon.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
Local news.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Monday, July 6, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
A trial date for a Templeton man accused of child molestation is set, and layoffs coming to two Slo County hospitals. I'll have details on those and more coming up. Sunny skies ahead with highs in the upper 80s. It's 53 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone on Ramada Drive in Calmetto Lane. Call or stop by. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chad Stevens.
KPRL Local News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. A trial date is set to begin in August for a Templeton man accused of raping one child and molesting two other teenagers. According to court records, Jesus Rosales Morales, owner of Golden State Tree Service, committed lewd acts on three different young girls from 2017 onwards. One was Morales' niece, who said Morales kissed her when she was 14 back in 2017. Morales' niece from another family member said he committed lewd acts while kissing her back in 2021 and that she was 14 years old at the time. A third victim then spoke up after her mother described to her the allegations against her uncle. Morales faces 15 years to life in prison. If convicted, his trial is scheduled for August 13th. Layoffs are coming to two San Luis Obispo County hospitals. I'll have that story coming up next. KPRL News Time is 6:09.
Junior, do you know why my TV is turned down so low? Last week, I went down to see Peter Lucier at Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. He's a nice young feller who tested my hearing. He had me try on these nearly invisible hearing aids. See? They ain't got no buttons or nothing. By gum, I hear like I'm 29 years old. Call Peter. Peter at Hearing Aid Specialists. Dial 805-460-7385 or use your smartphone and go to slowcountyhearingaids.com.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. San Luis Obispo County's largest hospital system has begun to cut several positions, though it says the move will actually increase local jobs. Last week, Adventist Health Systems West put out a worker adjustment and retraining notification, or WARN notice, alerting employees across the company's Western Division of impending layoffs. According to the notice, a total of 115 roles are being eliminated between Kern, Kings, Lake, Los Angeles, Mendocino, Napa, Placer, San Joaquin, Solano, Tuolumne, Ventura, Yuba, and San Luis Obispo counties starting as of July 3rd. In San Luis Obispo County, 9 positions are being eliminated between the company's Twin Cities Hospital and Sierra Vista Hospital. According to the WARN notice, the following positions are being eliminated at Adventist Health Sierra Vista: one administrative director in quality management, a risk management specialist, an RN in infection prevention, and an RN in quality assurance. Adventist Health Twin Cities manager, accreditation and regulatory compliance being let go. Peer review specialist, an RN and in infection prevention and quality assurance, and an RN in quality assurance. The changes come as Adventist Health spokesman Shelley Gasecki said Adventist Health is implementing a more centralized role-specialized structure across its quality, risk management, infection prevention, accreditation, regulatory, and licensing departments. Gasecki said the new organizational structure will actually lead to an increase of locally based support roles from 10 to 12 at Central Coast Adventist Health Hospitals. Gasecki said there will be no disruption in care or services as a result of the changes, both for day-to-day care and for the services provided by the quality, risk management, infection prevention, and accreditation teams. Paso Robles firefighters contained a residential fire on the 4th of July. At about 2:45 p.m., Paso Robles firefighters responded to a report of a residential structure fire on the 600 block of Brook Hill Drive. Crews found smoke coming from a two-car garage with flames extending into the living space of a duplex residence. Residents were home at the time of the incident, but were alerted by neighbors and were able to evacuate safely before units arrived. Crews managed to knock down the flames without extensive structural damage. The cause is still under investigation. A vegetation fire erupted Sunday afternoon near the 200 block of O'Connor Way in San Luis Obispo. Fire officials said the blaze had the potential to grow to 50 acres, but the blaze was quickly contained to about 13 acres. Crews remained on scene to mop up the fire for hours later. No injuries were reported and no structures were damaged. No information has been released on the cause. A Mega Millions ticket sold in Slo County fell just one number short of winning the $542 million jackpot. Instead, the lucky ticket won $38,772. The ticket matched 4 winning numbers, but not the Mega Ball in the drawing on Friday, July 6th, with a 3-time multiplier. The California State Lottery adjusts lottery prizes based on the number of tickets sold and the number of winners. The lucky ticket was sold at Vaughn's Express at 550 West Teft Street in Napomo. The winning numbers, 5, 9, 29, 47, and 57, with a Mega Ball of 16. A player in Pennsylvania won a $3 million prize, nearly $340,000. Other tickets sold in the U.S. won prizes ranging from $10,000 to $50,000, and more than 45,000 tickets sold in California also won prizes. Nobody won the jackpot, which now raises to an estimated $576 million with a cash option of approximately $253.9 million. The next drawing is tomorrow, Tuesday, July 7th at 8 p.m. Pacific Time. Mega Millions is played in 45 states, Washington, D.C., and the U.S. Virgin Islands. The second phase of the Creston Road Improvement Project is set to begin July 13th. Phase 2 will go from Orchard Drive to Niblick Road, continuing from the road work completed in Phase 1. The overall project will upgrade utilities, add new sidewalks, improve ADA access, and construct a roundabout at Rolling Hills Road. During this time, Rolling Hills will be closed through traffic because of underground utility work. Other traffic closures and lane modifications will begin in late July. Work will be done Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. The city says they'll begin the project with two concurring phases to reduce construction impacts and work to avoid lane closures to minimize disruption during school commute hours. For project updates and construction information, residents are encouraged to visit the City of Paso Robles website. In sports, in Major League Baseball action yesterday, San Francisco Giants lost on the road to the Colorado Rockies 7-2-6. The LA Dodgers lost at home 5-2 to the Padres, and Minnesota beat up on the Yankees 6-1. On tap today, the Diamondbacks are at the Padres, Rockies at the Dodgers, and Yankees at the Rays. In California news, the husband of former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi was involved in a hit-and-run in California on Friday. Witnesses say Paul Pelosi was driving a brown convertible on Friday in Yountville when he struck an illegally parked car, briefly stopped, and then drove away. No injuries were reported and no arrests have been made. Officials say they are recommending a misdemeanor charge. 8 Democratic governors, including Gavin Newsom, have asked the U.S. Postal Service to withdraw its proposed rule that seeks to implement an executive order from President Trump regarding vote-by-mail ballots. The rule, which has been blocked by a federal judge, directs Immigration and Customs Enforcement to create a citizenship list for each state and the Postal Service and limit mailed ballots to those on the list. Local news has been brought to you by hearing aid specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. Food and farm news is next. KPRL News Time is 6:17.
Hi, everybody. It's time for your Landed Livestock Report. You're on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, farm groups are pushing back against Bayer's request for new duties on glyphosate imports out of China, warning that the move could raise costs for U.S. farmers already facing tight margins. Bayer, through its Monsanto subsidiary, has asked federal officials to impose anti-dumping and countervailing duties on Chinese glyphosate imports, arguing the products are being sold at artificially low prices that threaten the long-term viability of domestic production. Reuters reported that the request drew criticism from commodity organizations, including the National Corn Growers Association. In fact, NCGA President Jed Bauer said they're taking this step purely for the benefit of the company and its shareholders, once again at the expense of the American farmer. Now, the American Soybean Association also came out in opposition of the proposal, saying that the import taxes could reduce competition and at the same time increase input costs for U.S. farmers. Farm groups argue that higher herbicide prices would add growing pressure to growers already dealing with weak commodity prices as well as elevated production expenses. Livestock producers Western Video Market's big summer sale is July 13th through the 15th, broadcast live from the Silver Legacy Casino Resort in Reno, Nevada. Don't miss three exciting days featuring more than 110,000 head of feeder cattle, nearly 6,000 feeder lambs, and approximately 2,000 head of breeding stock, including the complete fall calving Faith Ranch dispersion out of Central California. Watch the sale live, view the catalog, or register as a buyer today at WVMcattle.com.
The best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they're, well, farming. It's easy to find them during the day as most farmers are behind the wheel of their pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station for the Ag Information Network of the West News. So reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what's important to their farm operation. Give us a call and we'll connect you with our local farming community. They trust us, so they'll trust you.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.
The Downtown Paso Robles Main Street Association reminds you there's always something exciting to experience downtown. From world-class wine tasting lounges to live entertainment, artisan shops, restaurants, and fine arts to a variety of seasonal events. Whether you're a resident, local business, or a visitor, Downtown Paso Robles is where everything comes together. Go to PasoRobles.downtown.org.
Lint Patrol specializes in dryer vent cleaning. You can trust Dylan with Lint Patrol to keep your vents clean and safe, and this helps your dryer run more efficiently and reduces the risk of a house fire. Dylan has over 6 years of appliance preventative maintenance experience and is knowledgeable in all things appliance care. This is an affordable, simple way to help protect your home. Contact Dylan today at 805-975-5176 or visit LintPatrolCA.com.
Good morning. It's 6:21. KPRL News continues with food and farm news, brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet, faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. Give Ranch Wi-Fi a call at 805-995-4181. Robert Isom, president and CEO of the Western Tree Nut Association and California Cotton Ginners and Growers Association, warned against the rapid growing burdens facing California farmers. Isom said they face challenges regarding a single-use practice packaging law, growing competition disadvantages compared to other states, and water troubles. Water is one of the central themes in Isom's message, saying that despite reservoirs sitting on or above historical averages, many West Side growers continue to receive only 25% water allocations. Isom also said that rats and gophers have destroyed massive irrigation systems while chewing through drip tubing in search of water. Combined crop losses now represent hundreds of millions of dollars. On top of it all, Isom highlighted that regulatory proposals and restrictions continue to climb for California farmers. Isom emphasized the importance of the upcoming state gubernatorial election as one of the most consequential for the future of agriculture. Food and farm news has been brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. Call Ranch Wi-Fi at 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic on KPRL is brought to you by Stavage Spirits and Deli. And good news, the CHP reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this morning, with no reports of hazards or accidents in the past half hour. Traffic has been brought to you on KPRL by Stavage Spirits and Deli. Weather is being brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. North County weather, we are looking for sunny skies today, highs in the upper 80s, winds at 5 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with lows in the mid-50s, winds at 5 miles an hour. Tomorrow, sunshine once again, and a bit warmer with highs in the low 90s, winds up to 15 miles per hour. Our extended forecast, sunny Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Partly cloudy Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Mid-90s Wednesday and Thursday, low 90s Friday, upper 80s Saturday and Sunday. Sunday, 91 a week from today. It is currently 54 degrees. Weather has been brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 60-year history of excellence and happy customers. That's the news. I'm Chad Stevens. KPRL News Time is 6:24.
For over four decades, one local jewelry store has quietly held a town's most meaningful moments, engagements, anniversaries, milestones. Founded in 1980, K. John's Jewelers became more than a place to buy jewelry. It became a place built on trust. 20 years later, a young woman would walk through the doors as an employee, learning from the jewelers who shaped the store and who would one day trust her to carry it forward. In 2020, alongside her husband, Lindsay Jane accepted that responsibility, not to change what people loved, but to honor it. For years, the cases reflected many voices, designers, friends, partners. But quietly, one vision was taking shape. Decades of experience, 12 national design awards, a body of work that had been waiting. And soon, the cases will speak differently. More focused, more intentional, more personal. Something new is coming, and it's been here all along. Lindsay Jane, luxury jewelry and design from the heart.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Tech shares are jumping, recovering ground after last week's sell-off. Chipmaker SK Hynix is preparing to launch its stock on the NASDAQ. The South Korean tech company plans to raise more than $28 billion, one of the biggest launches in history. The stock's expected to debut on Friday. Samsung, which makes everything from kitchen appliances to cell phones, is expected to update investors tomorrow on how its quarter is going. Amazon, Walmart, Target, and Best Buy have already rolled out back-to-school promotions much earlier than usual, turning what used to be a late summer shopping event into a longer summer sales season. Amazon's Prime Day event held last month, now considered the unofficial kickoff to back-to-school shopping. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda. Invested in you.
Most investments today feel like second jobs. Real estate? You're a landlord. Stocks? You're a day trader. Crypto? You're a full-time researcher. You've got a life to live. Your investment should help you live it. That's why more Americans are choosing gold. Noble Gold has helped thousands protect their future with real physical gold. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to get your free wealth protection kit. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
At Michael's Optical, our opticians in the Tascadero fit and adjust glasses with precision, comfort, and confidence. At Michael's Optical, they offer expert repairs, all with a personal touch. And because of their certification with the American Board of Opticianry, Michael's Optical's opticians have a distinct understanding of your eyeglass prescriptions. At Michael's Optical, we have an in-house finishing lab, which means faster processing time for your prescription. And don't forget, the summer savings on sunglasses at Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real in Atascadero, where Michael and Kathy Nutt have been providing fashionable eyewear for 47 years.
Look at us, look at us.
Michael's Optical.
When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Emailing to the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. As we're set and ready to go with freedom of speech, and it's brought to you by Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore. It is the perfect Central Valley staycation. Call or text 238-5775-238-KPRL to participate this morning here on The Right Choice. That's what we're here for, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, here on the old 1,000-watt flame-throwing blowtorch. And I mean old.
Morning Exchange.
I try to make you happy when you're blue. It's right, it's right to feel the way I
Indeed. Coming up this afternoon, well, he's been on a few times. Fun guy and out at the Mid-State Fair, and you've seen him all over for many years, Tommy Harris. Stagecoach lines, and we'll have some fun conversation this afternoon and find out what he's up to and what he'll be doing. And then also Susanna in the 1 o'clock hour here on The Right Choice. So get ready for that. A couple of updates here on county residents who are playing Major League Baseball. Brooks Lee had quite the game yesterday in Yankee Stadium as the Twins, once again, not pounded, but they soundly defeated the Yankees 6-1. Playing third base, Brooks Lee was 3-for-5, a run scored and a run batted in. Meanwhile, in Cincinnati, it was the Reds defeating the Baltimore Orioles. Dylan Beavers came in, pinch hit. He walked and scored one of the runs. So, run scored for Dylan. So, there you have our little Major League Baseball update here from a couple of locals, which, before I get into anything, two things off the tip of my head, my brain. For the residents on Union Road that have that huge American flag, thank you very much. I noticed it when I was driving up that way this weekend. It just looks fabulous sitting there in the hills and so forth, this huge thing on their porch. That just looked so cool. Again, thank you. Really do appreciate that. Also, Chad.
Yes, sir.
Did you ever wonder that people who become somewhat immortal, like Hall of Famers, what their true love is in life, even after they've stopped playing?
Yes.
All right, well, I'll get...
Why do you ask, Kevin?
Because yesterday I saw an interview with a former hockey player, and he's one of the greatest scorers of all time. Phil Esposito is his name.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the interview, the person asked him, you know, how much do you miss about not playing? And Esposito said, I was a player, I was a coach, I was a scout, and I was a team executive. And he said there was not an instant, particularly after when he retired, that he did not envision himself playing when he was watching the game.
Hmm.
He was playing the game while he was watching it after he retired. This interview, I think, when he was about 80. And then the guy said, well, you know, obviously you miss it. He says, I love it more than anything in life, including my family.
Wow.
And my family knows that.
Let's go, honey. Can't. I'm watching me play hockey.
I wasn't stunned, but I often wondered if you ask these guys or girls, you know, would you give up? You know, I don't want to say give up, but like, you know, your wife or your kids, would you still rather have had this outstanding career or just the wife and kids and no Whoa. Outstanding career?
So you have to choose family or career. Well, would your career continue indefinitely?
No, but I liked his honesty.
Yeah.
And as he said, he goes, and my family knows it. And I just thought it was an amazing comment coming from somebody that great that he was willing to say that. But if his family knew it, it wasn't, you know, like a surprise, because he comes home and his wife goes, did you just say what I I thought you said?
Your bags are packed.
Yeah, you love the damn hockey more than you love us.
Take your stick and
yeah,
go.
I'll beat you with this stick. anyway, so I thought it was... I don't know why, but I thought it was pretty cool. All right, let's see here. Now, you had an interesting day on Saturday. You and Bobby were doing Templeton Parade.
Yes, we announced the Templeton Parade at our regular spot across from the Cannon there on Crocker Street, across from the park.
Nice turnout.
It was a great turnout, yes. It was gorgeous weather. The only problem, and we deal with this every year, well, I shouldn't say only problem there, but one of the major problems are the kids, parents letting their kids get out in the middle of the street as the floats are coming by. The kids were running up to the horses. And so, I'm sorry, you're going to spook a horse, and it doesn't matter if you tell them 100 times to get back. They're kids, and they don't listen. So I'd like to really know where their parents are at that point in time. Finally, Bobby just said, can any adult wrangle these kids? And a couple of people, you know, did. But, yeah, it's dangerous.
Well,
I also don't like letting people throw candy. That should be outlawed. I mean, we grew up going to parades and having candy thrown to us, but it's dangerous.
Right. The kids and the kids, well, just people, because I know, you know, you and I have done parades all over.
Hundreds.
And it has gotten worse with not just kids, but adults walking out after they're told, look, these people are in, you know, in the procession. There's supposed to be a pace to it. And as you mentioned with the animals and so forth, you know, take your kid and go home.
Yeah.
Okay? Don't be a pain in the neck.
No, and now we've got you know, dirt bikers, you've got hot rods, you know, you never know what's going to happen. You never know what's going to happen.
Right. Yeah. Well, again, there are just some people like that. You know, again, one of my favorite sayings is they'd screw up Christmas morning. There's just people like that.
That's a good saying.
Well, there are. You know, it's like there are people that they will just take air out of the room. And I can't give you an example precisely right now, but we just know it. It's like the person that takes 10 minutes to answer a question. I mean, there's nothing worse. All right, so it had an interesting say. So you do that and then add some things to do, and you're coming home.
Yeah.
And you get to witness a news story.
Yeah, I'm coming home the back way to my house, luckily, because I'm driving down the street, and I look up, and I see a little bit of smoke, and I'm thinking, that's a big barbecue. And as I pull into my driveway, here come the fire department with several different trucks, and the fire that I reported on in the news and will continue was one of my neighbors, and luckily, their next-door neighbors that they share a wall with alerted them. They got out. I have to tell you, all of the firefighters were fantastic. I stood and watched for hours in awe of what they do. And I think I thanked every one of them that was there at some point. It was amazing to watch the professionals work.
Yeah, and they did a good job of making, as you said, making sure that it didn't go elsewhere.
Yeah, now they're duplexes, and in this particular set of duplexes, they have an adjoining wall that's part of the garage. Well, the firefighters were managed to contain the fire to the one garage where it started, and not get into the next house. So they were. The next door neighbors with the adjoining wall were in their house that night, a little bit, worse for some barbecue smoke smell, but overall pretty good.
All right. Well, that's quite a day. And
and then I did find we did have one pup break out, and the brand new neighbors found him, and we walked around the neighborhood and found his owner. So we got that one taken care of also.
Did he just get out or was
yeah no he got out he got oh, out yeah oh, when
he,
his,
he wasn't spooked by anything
he, no he was well he was spooked by the fireworks for sure.
Oh, okay. All right, well,
which may be why he bolted.
Well, you know, he's a young dog, so he'll next year he'll know what it is.
Yeah, no big deal. Still do the same thing.
Okay, well, glad nobody was hurt.
So it was an eventful. I'm still tired.
Oh, you poor thing.
I know.
My goodness. What a day. All right. Well, hope everybody else enjoyed the 4th of July. And
I heard the drone show in Morro Bay was fantastic. I wish I had caught that. I wondered if somebody was going to do that here on the Central Coast. I think eventually that's going to take the place of live fireworks.
Well, the thing I asked Chris the other day, and he wasn't 100% sure, is that, I think he said that the one of the things about the drones is it doesn't make the noise.
Right.
Which
but
is,
you can make that part of a soundtrack.
Well, I was going to say that I want to hear it.
Yeah.
I want to hear the booms and the sizzles and all
and
that.
And frighten the animals.
Yeah, I want to keep old people up. I want the dogs running all over the place so we can
keep old
up.
People. You are an old people.
So we can fill up the world famous pet alert. No, I just like that sound. And it's hard for me to believe that they can't do that with all the technology that we have for safer and so forth and so on. So anyway, all right. Well, again, I one of the things. And let's see here. How do I do this gently?
Uh-oh.
Gently for me is a bull in a china shop.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so a lot of the shows, at least, I shouldn't say a lot. A couple of the shows that we had on the air leading up to the weekend, they were what they call remotes. From the D.C. or, similar areas in and around the D.C. And, one of the big news stories last week was the heat and humidity.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Welcome to the real world, I guess. And one of the things that just ticked me off, because I've been this way for a long time, because I've mentioned it over the years, about people constantly complaining, even in structured atmospheres, and I use the gym. It's either too hot or it's too cold for some damn people. Okay, you're working out, just shut up and work out.
If you're working out, it should never be too cold. Your body warms itself up with activity.
Well, right, but also your body has to acclimate, and the owner, whether it's a store or a gym, they can't accommodate the exact temperature for every single person.
Turn it down. Turn it up.
Turn it up.
Turn it down. Yeah, it's like, here's your membership and get the double hockey sticks out of here. But one of the things that kind of irked me is, so you had some of these, again, they were on remotes, and they were, not constantly, but they were complaining about how hot they were and so forth. Now, the reason why I point this out is because here we are leading up to the 250th anniversary of this magnificent country. And with the history that we know about the battles that took place, whether it was Washington in the winter or the Battle of the Bulge or our men and women fighting in the Middle East with 60-pound gear on them when it's about gets up to 110, 115 degrees, they're out there doing things for us. And these damn people, which that they have a fan sitting at their table, not in an air-conditioned room, and they're they're complaining about how hot it is.
No, that's unprofessional.
You don't do it. You simply don't do it. Nobody cares.
No.
Except themselves. And, chances are you're going to be limoed to and from your hotel room in an air-conditioned vehicle.
Yeah.
So you've got to sit out there for an hour or two in the heat. Okay, it is hot. It is humid. Deal with it.
Yeah, you want to talk about hot, the parade in Philadelphia, I really felt sorry for them. They canceled it because of the weather.
Right. Well,
I don't think much worse could happen to Philadelphia on the 4th of July than to have the parade canceled.
What is it?
To Philly fans everywhere.
Okay, so here's another thing. I don't know when this started, but, Saturday, the ceremonies in Washington, D.C. were delayed because there was lightning in the air.
Mm.
I don't know when this started because, you've seen it at ball games now and college football games. I don't know how, the last 10 years or so. When did we start doing that? Just canceling because there's... or delaying because there's lightning in the air. Does anybody remember that? And what are the? I realize that we live in a society where we want to minimize every possible thing that can go wrong. But I don't know. I was thinking about it, and I wonder if anybody knows when we started doing that. And if it's liability or just, you know, common sense, I don't know what the chances are of being struck by lightning are. Do you?
No, I have no idea.
No, I wouldn't.
I came close as a kid within like 12 feet, which was interesting.
Well, how do you know it was 12 feet?
Well, all right. So I'm guesstimating.
Well, what's the situation here?
The situation was I was on the sidewalk. I was sitting at a neighbor's porch, dry and comfortable, and my mother was afraid I was going to get hurt in the rain, so she just come out, get out, come home. So I'm running down the sidewalk, and across the street, there's this giant tree, and it gets split in half by lightning. It was the brightest light I'd ever seen,
wow.
And the sound was deafening. I didn't hear very well for the next day or two.
Wow, that's pretty
amazing. So my mom almost caused me to get hit by lightning by not letting me stay at the neighbor's. And then she was mad at me for putting myself in danger.
Well, when in doubt, blame it on your parents, because as we know, most parents are morons until you have your own kids.
Yeah, then you're still a moron.
Right, you are. Well, okay, well, that's not as... that's, I guess you can say...
I mean, how wide is a residential street? 20 feet? So,
well, not anymore because you have bike lanes now.
Oh, yeah, no, this
ramps and everything.
No, we didn't have bike lanes.
No, when we managed to live.
Yeah, I don't know how.
Well, I saw a guy get electrocuted, so.
Oh.
Michael Mattioli. Literally saw him dangling from the wire.
Oh.
My brother was with me. It was along the Hudson River. He had me for the day. And you've met my brother, so you can imagine how that day went.
Yes. This is not going to go well.
No, and this was an initiation into his older brother's club.
Oh.
Remember, you used to have little, you know, clubs or something like that when you were in the neighborhood? And one of them was to climb the wire there because you had the Penn Central was there, then you had the Hudson River. And Michael, he was climbing up, and he lost his balance, and he reached, and he got the third line, whatever it is, and he fried.
Wow.
And because he was in my brother's class. And I can still remember we were there when they were putting him into the ambulance. But I was about 5 or 6, so the impact on me, you know, it's...
Not as much at 5 or 6.
Yeah, no, not as much as five or six. So that was just, a terrible thing. So, all right, we're up against it here, but let's try this real quick. Hi, good morning.
Yes, good morning. I just wanted to say we really appreciate your show very much. And I was just wondering if anyone reported on why there were rainbow carnival colors strung all the way across the front of our fairgrounds. Red, white, and blue, all rainbow.
So, well, somebody said, because there were, I got a couple of texts that came in, and then I think somebody called in Friday to Kenny and Darsha, and this had to do with the World Cup, celebrating the different colors or flags of for the World Cup.
Oh, I see. Okay, well, I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
All right, because they didn't do it for the Olympics, so I don't think they did. And it's a good point, though. This is the 250th anniversary of the United States of America. All right, we're going to exit stage left.
KPRL Local News is brought to you by Colony Mortgage in Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. Trial date for Templeton man accused of child molestation is set. Layoffs coming to 2 Slo County hospitals and a Mega Millions prize winning ticket sold in Slo County. I'll have those stories and more coming up. North County weather, sunny skies today with highs in the upper 80s. It's currently 54 degrees. This local news sponsorship by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News. I'm Sue Guzman. President Trump traveling to Turkey today for the NATO summit. Fox's Alex Hogan reports.
President Trump will meet with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky at the summit. A senior U.S. official says the discussions will center on the urgency to end the war and that the president will likely also follow up with Russian President Vladimir Putin as well.
Attendees at the summit also expected to address the U.S.-Israel-Iran conflict. Officials say a masked man opened fire at a family barbecue near New York's Coney Island Beach over this weekend, wounding 8 people. Mayor Zohra Mamdani with reaction.
There is no place for this kind of violence in our city. We will not tolerate it, and we will fight it with every single tool at our disposal.
One of the victims in critical condition, the suspect still at large. And Erica Kirk and Charlie Kirk's parents expected to attend a key hearing today for the man accused of his killing, Tyler Robinson. America is listening to Fox News.
I am Central Coast Attorney Dave Derringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants. Defensive handgun training under time pressure. My free course at guntrust.org, partially funded by proceeds of my federal case against Morro Bay and 2 police chiefs, is also an advanced estate planning seminar, including the latest on taxes, guns, homeschooling, values transmission, and for blended families, how not to disinherit your kids. If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Derringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105. Or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv, LAWNEWS.TV.
All righty, it's 8 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice, KPRL Sports, brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
It was a wild day in the round of 16 at the World Cup. First, a huge upset as Norway ousted world number 6 Brazil 2-1 in New Jersey on the strength of 2 Erling Haaland's second-half goals. He's now tied for the Golden Boot scoring lead with Kylian Mbappe and Lionel Messi. Then 10-man England held off Mexico 3-2 in Mexico City. Jude Bellingham scored twice in the first half. Then right back Gerald Kwanzaa took a red card early in the second half. That forced the Three Lions to play a man down for over 45 minutes. But Harry Kane's penalty 5 minutes after the red card gave them the cushion they needed. That was El Tri's first loss in Azteca Stadium in 14 years. Today, it'll be Portugal versus Spain in Dallas. Then the U.S. and Belgium meet in Seattle for a spot in the quarterfinals. The U.S. got a boost on Sunday, getting Fuller and Balogun back in the lineup after having his red card from the win over Bosnia-Herzegovina suspended by FIFA. At Wimbledon, women's number one Aryna Sabalenka was upset in the fourth round by Naomi Osaka, the former world number one, now the 14th seed, making her first quarterfinals appearance at the All England Club ever, though she has won the U.S. and Australian Open titles twice each. Americans 4-seed Jessica Pegula and 7-seed Coco Gauff also won Sunday. They will square off in another quarterfinal match on Tuesday. Men's number one Jannik Sinner was a winner. He's still on track to defend his crown as he advanced to the quarterfinals, along with 3-seed Canadian Felix Auger-Aliassime and number 7 Novak Djokovic, who owns 24 Grand Slam titles. Baseball Sunday, Marlins starter Yuri Perez was perfect through 7 innings, retired 21 consecutive A's batters. But having thrown 92 pitches, he was removed by manager Clayton McCullough with an 8-0 lead. And then the roof nearly fell in. Jonah Heim led a massive comeback with a grand slam and a 2-run single, the A's falling just short in a 9-8 Miami win. Another crazy game late, the Mets scored 5 times in the top of the 9th, then had to hold on for a 10-9 win over the Braves, who scored 6 in the home half and had the tying and winning runs on base. The Mariners blanked the Blue Jays 4-0. Emerson Hancock and Fidelity Guarantee tossed a combined 3-hitter. Mitch Garver went deep. Astros shut out the Rays 2-0, a 4-hit gem for Peter Lambert and friends, backed up by long balls from Christian Walker and Isak Paredes. Padres snapped their 8-game skid with a 5-2 win over the Dodgers. Manny Machado with a 3-run wallop. Red Sox completed a weekend sweep of the Angels 7-5. Jake Bowers broke up a shutout bid by Eduardo Rodriguez with a 2-run homer in the 7th, and the Brewers went on to beat the Diamondbacks 3-2. White Sox nipped the Guardians 7-6 for a 4-game split. That keeps keep Chicago alone atop the AL Central. Twins trounced the Yankees 6-1. New York has now lost 9 out of 10. Outfielder Cody Bellinger.
It's really bad. At the end of the day, you know, we gotta get on base, steal bases, score some runs, manufacture runs, and give the fans something to cheer about.
Riley Green had a two-run homer and a two-run triple to lead the Tigers past the Rangers. Kyle Caro smacked a three-run jack in the eighth as the Rockies edged the Giants. Wins for the Pirates, Cubs, Royals, and Reds. That's Monday Sports.
Sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Michael's Optical in Atascadero. Clouds early, then sunshine, upper 80s today. Clear tonight, overnight lows in the low 50s. Be right around 90 on your Tuesday. Wednesday, mid-90s, upper 90s Thursday. Low 90s Friday, upper 80s Saturday. Sunday, mid-80s, and back to 90 a week from today. Today's UV index will be a 10. 5:54 a.m., 8:22 p.m. We are at 55 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Michael's Optical, proudly serving you since 1979. All right, the world-famous Pet Alert brought to you by Uncle Ed's in Atascadero. They are your most complete firearms trainer and supplier, and they have apparel as well. Nothing to report here on the world-famous Pet Alert is no music because we're running out of time. So if you lose one or find one, give us a call here at the station Monday through Fridays, 238-1230, or reception at KPRL.com. World Famous Pet Alert was brought to you by Uncle Ed's at Atascadero. Simply go to AtascaderoGunShop.com. All righty, trivia brought to you by Joe's Place, Pass Robles in Templeton, and of course out yonder at the airport known as the One Niner Diner. You're qualifying for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply. They are on file. Baseball question today, ladies and gentlemen. Here it is. What player has hit the most home runs in baseball history with the highest career batting average? 238-5775, 238-KPRL. What player in Major League Baseball has hit the most home runs combined with the highest batting average of those? So, who do you think it is? 238-5775, 238-KPRL.
So you could have hit the most home runs, but didn't have the highest batting average.
Right, and he could have had the highest batting, well,
and versus
yeah, you can't do it because, I mean, let's just face it, when we're talking career home runs, everybody's going to think of the 500 mark.
Yeah.
All right, so, you know, who had the highest batting average of those who hit the most home runs?
There you go.
Okay, so to the phone lines we go. Hi, good morning. Hello, you're on the air.
Barry Bonds.
No, Barry Bonds was a 298 career hitter. 298, and he finished as 760-something home runs. The first part, he didn't cheat.
yeah, that's right.
So who do you think it is, folks? The highest career batting average and the most home runs. Who is it? 238-5775, 238-KPRL. You would actually, well, I should, oh, gosh, if I, did I say actually? All right, I'm going to rinse my mouth out with soap. I hate that there. Let's see here. What could be my hint?
I don't know.
All right, World War II and Korea. All right, people had plenty of time to look on the internet. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Mark McGwire.
No, not Mark McGwire.
Good guess.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Hank Aarons.
No, not Hank Aaron. Hank Ooh. Hank hit a little bit more than three. I think he was maybe about 303 or something like that for his career, but that's not close. That's not close. Well, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I will. Well, let's see if we can do this real quick. Hi, good morning.
Joe DiMaggio.
No, DiMaggio hit what 361 home runs. I was going to say only, but no, he's not. He's not close.
KPRL Local News brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Ramada Drive. A trial date for a Templeton man accused of child molestation is set. Layoffs coming to two Slo County hospitals and a Mega Millions prize-winning ticket sold in Slo County. We'll have these stories coming up. Sunny skies ahead with highs in the upper 80s today. It is 55 degrees. KPRL Local News Update has been brought to you by Steve Smith, Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
McGwire hit 263 lifetime. Aaron was 305. Mays was 302. Griffey Jr., 284. The leader is Ted Williams.
Oh.
Ted Williams had 521 home runs. Yeah. And he hit 344 lifetime. Now, Mr. Ruth hit 714, and his batting average was 342. So there you go. All right, two more hours to go. This hour of the Morning Exchange brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone. You simply can't beat their prices on stone, tile, porcelain, granite, and a whole bunch more.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 7 o'clock.